Pamela from Lumen Photon today. Welcome, Pamela.
Hi, good afternoon, Dr. Deagle.
I've been making a lot of progress in my research. Besides what I do on the radio here, I also do videos and live stream, YouTube, etc., to try to get media information out to people. But I also do research. And working with my colleagues and scientists, we've made some major breakthroughs. Remember we talked about the idea of embedding some frequencies so that the lumen pads could deliver in their on phase when the lights are on specific frequencies? Mm-hmm. We found a way of extracting that. In fact, my colleague, Dr. Truat, who did research with Linus Pauling and some of his other colleagues in quantum biology, have actually worked out the harmonic resonant frequencies in a paper that published basically 17 years ago by Dr. True for his PhD. And I've gone back and looked at the review of this and actually worked out a way with some of my colleagues like Jim Gersey how to actually create the resonant frequencies of the minerals. Now, here's how the cells work, and this is part of my lecture that I'm resending in December. I'll be updating it so people can actually watch the updated lecture on YouTube probably in the next week or so, and there'll be further updates, but it's going to be in video, so you'll be able to see with some pictures and PowerPoints and some discussion to kind of explain it in simpler terms rather than quantum energy transfer equations, which are kind of esoteric. the way the cells work in your DNA, the DNA can be either tightly coiled or uncoiled. In metaphase, it's tightly coiled, so you can see the little chromosomes and their chromatids, which are the arms, hanging off a central mirror. In humans, the central mirror is eccentric, which means two of the legs are like arms are shorter than the longer legs like legs. And at the end of every chromatid, there's a little thing called a telomere. The telomere actually is like a micro antenna, and it pumps out frequencies. These frequencies actually talk to the cell membranes and admit or stimulate the admission of minerals. And it turns out that your genes are controlled primarily by mineral content. So, for example, the mineral content that regulates the genes to pigment your hair and keep it from turning gray is manganese dependent. So if your hair follicles send a signal out to shut down the internal ingression of manganese into a cell, you're stop turning on the genes that allow the pigment messenger RNA to be transcribed, and therefore the structural proteins or the enzymes tied to that pigment decrease and disappear. And that's how aging works. Aging basically, and I'm probably the first to actually work out a systematic quantum theory of what aging is. There was a number of different theories. One was that the telomeres get shortened by a base pair each cell division. That's not been proven correct because some people are elderly, have the FOXO2 gene, and their telomeres are plenty long. Others have looked at the idea of the Hayflick theory that free radicals or damage to cells gradually accumulates damage, and then the cells become senescent. That's been proven wrong. So all the theories have been proven wrong. My theory is that aging is actually a song. There's four stages of the aging process. The first is the placenta and fetus, so it grows in the mommy's tummy, boy or girl. Second phase is the maturity to adolescence, where you can reproduce from a baby right through to an adolescent that has full sexual development. Third phase is maturation, where you have a mature adult, builds up intellectual and physical strength, and starts to reproduce and have a family. And the fourth phase actually is what's called controlled senescence and programmed death. So that if you're going to delay aging and death, you have to find out if there's gene polymorphisms in the person, so they may have an underlying defect that predisposes to a particular illness, or they actually are, because of deficiencies in their diet or the presence of heavy metals and toxins, they're blocking. For example, when you have aluminum, it blocks the effects of things that are in the same place in the periodic table as indium that chaperones in minerals into the cell. Now, we've actually worked out specific resonant frequency, if you want to call it songs or music, that you can play by ear, you can play by a microcurrent, you can actually play these frequencies, or you can embed them even in a lumen machine. So I'm working out the technical details of that, actually just embedded on the on phase of the light. So you don't have to alter the machine. You simply, in the on phase of the lights, embed these resonant frequencies that are, if you want to call resonant with the ion channels to open them up so that the cells, then if you're reversing diabetes, there's specific minerals. For example, and I'll just give you a couple of examples. For insomnia, we use the minerals of gold. We use a series of other minerals like indium. We use minerals like magnesium and manganese. And all of these minerals in their various combinations have certain resonant frequencies that when the telomere talks to the cell membrane, it lets the mineral in and it corrects the disease state. So in other words, a diseased cell or tissue has a signature of blocked ion channels. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Now, it turns out that in terms of nutrients, the body will actively transport nutrients when a mineral is present. So your primary control of genes, in fact, in your cell, is like the keys on a keyboard. Those keys, even including the white and dark keys, are basically the mineral content of the cell. So those mineral content are totally controlled by the ion channels that are controlled by the telomeres. And if your telomeres talk to the ion channels and say it's time to start dying, you can go into congestive heart failure because certain minerals stop being brought into, say, the cardiomyocytes. Or if you're developing diabetes, the transport of, say, vanadium, chromium, zinc and copper, which regulate superoxide dismutase and inflammation, and the ion channels allow the GLUT4 transporter to bring in sugar, they start to shut down and you develop insulin and leptin resistance. This is why we use nutraceuticals like our dibetylene and berberstatin to correct a hormone deficiency, because when you take diabetic drugs or insulin injections, you actually compound the problem. You may bring the sugar down, but you actually make the underlying issue of hyperinsulinemia worse. So what we're doing now is I'm working on the technical details how to actually embed these frequencies. I'm going to be placing up by the weekend probably the Harmonic Resonant MP3, so you can actually download with a very small charge the actual MP3 and play it on a repeat cycle, say every 5 minutes, for insomnia, heart disease, diabetes, seizure disorders, and there are specific minerals that are always tied to specifically to these disorders that are out of balance in any target tissue. Is that interesting or what?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah, it means the primary signature of a disease state is a deficiency by crosstalk between the chromosomes and the cell membrane, or a blockade caused by the presence of heavy metals or toxins that are blocking the active transport of minerals. So, for example, in the upper atmosphere of the planet, they've transformed the upper atmosphere into a plasma, which means it can transmit electromagnetic signatures. They weaponized planet Earth by putting strontium, barium, thorium, and aluminum. Now, aluminum is a good example where it actually blocks the same place in the periodic table as indium, that's a chaperone to bring minerals into your tissue. So if you have someone with aluminum poisoning, what it does, it actually speeds up the aging process because it causes across-the-board mineral deficiencies. So if you look at a plant and you look at what's called a BRICS, B-R-I-C score, the BRICS score, it's the rotational polarized light dependent on the presence of minerals that determine the vitamin level, the nutrient level, the taste, and the color. So everything in the plant kingdom is determined by the mineral content. So I ask people a simple question. If you're growing a plant, how much of the plant comes from the ground and how much comes from the sky, the air? And most people get the answer wrong. The only thing that comes in the plant is the mineral content from the ground. Everything else comes from the sky. The carbon dioxide is converted to the substance that grows the plant substance itself that converts carbon dioxide into the plant carbohydrates, basically, and proteins. And the only thing that comes from the ground is the mineral content. Now, if you use things like, for example, we have special minerals, the protein, amino acid, chelate minerals, and our Vitamin Max Minerals Plus. We have some other technologies we're going to launch as well, which I'll talk about later. One of the ones that's been known for a long time is Shilajit from the Himalayan mountains and glacial milk. In fact, if you look at the people from Georgia, not Georgia, USA, but Georgia over in Eastern Europe, mm-hmm. They have two places in their parliament for people to have to be 100 years of age to sit in the parliament, and they have to be competent mentally. They have 35 times more people that live to be 100 years of age than our population, even though genetically they're not really significantly different. So it's the environment, and they drink glacial milk. They also have kefir yogurt that has a number of different organisms that are present that turns off inflammation throughout the body, but the primary thing that's different is glacial milk. And if you look at the populations, including the Okinawa Japanese that eat coral calcium that contains a lot of these minerals and coral calcium, the primary difference in whether they live to be 100 years of age is minerals, period. Vitamins are secondary. And 17 of the 18 longest-lived people on Earth have glacial milk in their diet. Interesting?
Very.
Now, that means if you are using things like a lumen photon, you're doing three things to the tissues even before you add the minerals. When you raise the energetics of a tissue, which you do with lumen, you immediately raise what's called the electron density of the cytochromes. You make the tissue alkaline, and you increase the levels of ATP and NADH, the active high-energy molecules. There's more energy to transport and directly bring into the cell the mineral content. And when the mineral content is present, it turns on the genes for structural proteins and enzymes. So if you, for example, put a lumen pad over your kidneys, your C-reactive protein drops and your levels of, even want to call it, of small particle, we call microalbumin, decrease if you've got renal disease from diabetes. And your levels of inflammatory molecules, again, decrease dramatically, cardiovascularly. The reason is that as you start to increase the energetics of the tissue, the mineral content of the tissue goes up as well. Now, what we want to do is embed specific frequencies so that if you have a dozen diseases, you could literally input that frequency from our audio file directly into your lumen pad, and that's what I want to do is have some kind of a crossing. So you could take your iPhone, iPad, computer, and just simply plug it in. So in the on phase of the lights, or if you're using microcurrent, or setting up a Rife frequency field, or just a sound frequency broadcasting in the room. In fact, what I can do right now while we're on air, and I don't know if you'll hear it very well, but I'm going to try. I'm going to put on a frequency for heart disease, and I'll play it for a second. The frequencies for the sound are the actual bass frequency of the notes of all the minerals that are there for reversing heart disease. And we have music playing as an over thing to make people understand it's playing. And can you hear that kind of almost mystical music at the top?
Yes.
But yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, if you actually are playing this in a room or playing it near your body or your headphones, you can feel it going through your body. You can feel this kind of like powerful energetics going through your entire body by putting the headphones on. Now, you can input this energy through light. You can put it through microcurrent. You can put it through a Rife frequency. You can broadcast it through radionic standing wave. So you can broadcast it literally thousands of miles if you want to. And this is how, for example, radionics works to get rid of certain pests, because you hit the right radionic frequency, it wipes out the pests and they can't live there. Now, the whole process of life, therefore, is a dance between biophotons and cell membranes. And the DNA actually is in a sense, a biophoton resonator. There's actually a resonator part of the basal nuclei of the brain that actually sends signals through the myelinated, non-myelinated fibers and the collagen and fascia of your body that turns on and off your genes. So that's why if you take out someone's liver, after a few days it stops being a liver. It starts to deteriorate. Even if you put it through a heart-lung bypass machine and give it all the nutrients it needs, without the biophotons feeding the liver, it doesn't know how to still be a liver. Isn't that interesting?
It is.
Now, I'm talking to scientists like Dr. Bob Dennis, because there are various universities that are trying to do what's called regenerating solid organs. And there's three different barriers. The first is you have to set up what's called a Schumann resonance. And they discovered this at NASA with the I'll just turn that off. They discovered at NASA that when the space station went over the poles, there was a 400% increase in stem cell activation.
Wow, yeah.
So then they tried to figure out why the Schumann resonance was doing it. I'll tell you, it's called a Lin effect. It pushes the electrons out to the outer orbitals of the telomeres and pumps the ion channels to increase the ingress of minerals that causes stem cells to activate. And the latest research, and we, by the way, had not only the micropulse, we have a new thing called the matrix pulse for turning off pain that has a continuously changing frequency. So if you have pain, we now have the matrix pulse for turning off your what's called the primary and secondary pain gates. Now, I'm the discoverer of the application of the primary pain gate. I have my 1986 patents. It was first discovered a century ago by Dr. Langerhans, the same pathologist who discovered the Langerhans complex in the pancreas that he didn't know until about 30 years later when Dr. Banting and Best discovered insulin. But I'm the first to discover the actual primary pain gate called the Langerhans gate in the skin. If you don't have skin, even if you have deep organ damage like burns, electrical burns, or trauma, you can't have pain. It's only when the skin starts to grow back and the Langerhans gate reestablishes, because one of the first things that happen at the dermo-epidermal junction is the regeneration of the Langerhans gate, because you can't control. We need to get Pam back. We can't control the growth of tissues or the regeneration of tissues or temperature unless you have those autonomic controls at these little gates. Now, with lumen photon, you can actually turn on the machine, and frequency number 3, which is I call the base frequency we use for skin and for brain because of the same ontogeny, which is a higher energy frequency. So skin and brain. If you wanted to talk about internal organs, heart, lung, kidneys, whatever, you want to, and bowel, you want to do frequency number four. If you're looking at endocrine organs, thyroid, adrenal, you know, all these other hormonal organs, male, female organs, PAM, so if you're looking at all different organs, your frequency, these are like a television station that has a base kind of background carrier frequency. So what Dr. Nogier discovered is the carrier frequency for each endogenous organ system, whether it's skin and brain, frequency 3, internal organs, frequency 4, like heart, lung, kidneys, frequency number 5, endocrine organs. These are the primary keys. Oh, we lost her again, I think. So we'll reconnect. So what I've discovered is a way of actually embedding these frequencies in all kinds of technology. And because we can generate the audio files, it doesn't matter how you play it. For example, if you have a microcurrent device and you generate these frequencies, you're basically pumping in energy at the resonant frequency to open up the ion channels over the target organs to heal them. So, for example, let's say we find a set of frequencies for reversing arthritis. If you play these sounds in your head or in your room, or if you use microcurrent or light therapies of lumen, you're raising the energy to what's called entraining the frequencies, the biofrequencies of the body. By entraining, it means you grab the energy of the tissue and make it pump it up higher by creating resonant frequency waves in the tissue. So now the ion channels open and the tissue starts to heal itself. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Are you there, Pam? I think we lost Pam. So, yeah, let's see if we can get Pam back. And I guess we had a poor connection there. So we now have this available, and I'll be posting up some of our frequencies. There'll be a small charge for them. They'll all be, you know, minimal charge. You'll be able to actually download them, and you can play them in your headphone set, whatever. Now, if you don't have the minerals present, if you don't have the cofactor nutrients, because remember, the minerals are the primary keys, but you need the activated nutrients, which we have in our 7-star nutraceutical nutrimeds, and things like Collagen Max, Mountain Red Velvet, and all our fancy nutrimeds. If you don't have the building blocks, nothing's going to happen. So in other words, this opens up the possibility of healing. It doesn't guarantee it unless you have the right nutrients present. Just like if using mild hyperbaric oxygen, using resonant frequency therapy, lumen photon, micropulse, microcurrent, etc., you're basically opening up the channels to allow the possibility of healing. But if you don't have the nutrients, it's not going to happen. So that's really exciting. It means we've now discovered that the primary control mechanism of not only life but aging and disease is all tied directly to mineral content through the telomeres and the ion channels and cell membrane. That's a very major discovery. Now, this also ties back to the recent research in metapathy and Hunter. If you get a metapathy Hunter, in fact, if we have our PPRDI in New York City, we were talking to others. We have one in Northern California that's been negotiating with us, but they don't have the machine yet. If you have a metapathy Hunter, I can actually log on to TeamViewer 11 and do the test remotely anywhere in the world. So if you're in Johannesburg or Stuttgart, Germany, or Moscow, I can log on to the TeamViewer 11 and actually see your test while you're putting the hydrophones on your head. And the hydrophones actually are using a combination of sound and light to actually put through your brain frequencies that actually translate through the central nervous system to the resonant frequencies for every tissue and organ. And they do a cross-section through major organ systems, almost like a pathology scan or an MRI or CT. It's very comparable to an MRI or CT, but more accurate. And then it can resonate right down to individual cells, tissues, and even specific chromosomes and genes. Now, what's really exciting about this is means that that life, in a sense, is an orchestra of frequencies that regulate organ and tissue function. So when we come back, we'll hopefully reconnect with Pam, and we'll get her take on it. But now, we now have the resonant frequencies, and I'm setting up a library of them, and you'll be able to purchase that library. But if you don't have the nutrients, the NutriMeds, not garbage you're going to buy elsewhere, but the ones that Dr. Bill makes. Then you have the building blocks, and now the channels have opened, you can start healing. Back in a moment. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Welcome back, and Pam, are you there? Okay, great. So, Pam, are you there? Did you hear that last bit I mentioned about the...
I missed it. I'm sorry, because of all the static and whatnot, I got cut off there.
Okay, good. Well, it sounds like you got a good connection now. I think there's something going on with your phone systems, obviously. We lost it last week, too. So, just to review for a moment, what we've discovered is that every health or disease state has a signature of ion channel crosstalk between the telomeres and cell membrane that determine which nutrients are shut down. So when the aging process occurs, it's actually shutting down the ingress into the cell and therefore shutting off genes or gene silencing occurring because the minerals are no longer present to create a resonant harmonic frequency with the controller proteins that unveil sections of DNA. That's pretty exciting, isn't it? It means that we've now actually worked out how life is a dance between biophotons and the cell membrane and the DNA and the telomeres.
It is very exciting.
All life. In other words, if you want to grow veggies that have better protein content and vitamin content and color and size, and it's my feeling that the combination, and this is what you know I perceive as the best way to grow veggies, you have mild hyperbaric greenhouses that are 1.3 atmospheres that are hypercarbic, which means you have at least 1,000 parts per million of carbon dioxide because the substance of a plant is determined by the CO2 content. It has minerals present, such as the special minerals that we not only we have but ones that we're developing, that use specific types of ways of making those minerals alkaline and liposomal so that they actually get absorbed directly into the plant, but they won't be absorbed into specific parts of the plant unless the ion channels are opened to actively transport them. When you for example, play classical music in a greenhouse, you'll see that the actual plants grow much faster. And the reason is there are some frequencies there, or harmonics that are resonant with the tissues, that actually transport minerals in, and the minerals directly determine which genes are turned on to make vitamins, minerals, and even color. Isn't that interesting, exciting? So it explains that there's a song of DNA. Now, why is that important? Well, if you have Wi-Fi networks, if you get cell phones, if you get smart meters, and these smart meter systems, you're creating resonant harmonic frequencies that jam those channels. For example, we've discovered if you have a mercury ballast light in your room, that mercury ballast light has the same effect on your cells as if you have mercury poisoning.
Oh, my gosh.
Right, right. It also means if you have a step-down transformer and you're creating harmonic resonant frequencies that will jam specific ion channels that act as an analog of a heavy metal. Or if you put things in the atmosphere, which they've weaponized the upper atmosphere to change weather systems, putting strontium, thorium, barium, and aluminum as nanoparticles. For example, nanoparticle barium is 10,000 times more toxic to cells than lead. So if you think lead's bad, nanoparticle barium is 10,000 times more toxic. Now, by toxic, what it means is these heavy metals directly interfere with the ion ingression into cells of zinc. So if you've got lead, it actually creates a zinc metalloenzyme deficiency. So without metalloenzymes, you can't make RNA. Interesting,
wow.
Eh? So you start to see how it's all connected. So part of the reason why we're seeing our population turning diabetic and aging faster, ADD and other things, is not only genetically modified foods, it's heavy metals that are toxically in our environment. For example, leaded gasoline is still blowing around. The toxic use of, for example, manganese anti-knock agents that interfere with vitamin D levels. Vitamin D is very important, but without manganese, it doesn't work. Isn't it interesting?
Yes.
So, for example, one of the things we do for autoimmune disease is we use high-dose vitamin D, but if you have to use vitamin D2 and D3, but you have to understand that a number of different disorders have a signature of mineral deficiencies in the specific tissue. Mm-hmm. Now, Linus Pauling postulated a machine called a field ion scanner, and I have a background in quantum physics and quantum biology, and I presented 5 years ago to a physicist and radiologist in Los Angeles how to build a field ion scanner. I'm not going to really discuss this openly because I don't want people to steal my ideas.
Right.
Let's put it this way. I have skill sets that the government tried to recruit me into Tier 1 science multiple times. The first time was from grade 11 to MIT to work on plasma nuclear physics for advanced weapon systems. The second time was in 1977 to work at UCLA, not only on the World MS Tissue Brain Repository with Dr. Wallace Tortolot, but also four DARPA projects to create super soldiers by interfacing their brain and cortex with onboard systems to directly convert their thought to stochastic neural net analyzing systems using supercomputers to create cyborgs. And I turned it down, obviously. What I've discovered now in almost 40 years of research is the actual resonant frequency control mechanism of all life. And this is dramatic. It's very simple, too. Play the music, get healthy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
IRA and 401k account holders. Are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
Welcome back. If you hear the last section, you realize having listened about the frequency of life, we talk about it. In fact, I'm going to put up a special section about these downloadable frequency MP3s that are going to be there for healing. You need to have all the right nutrients. It also shows the importance of clean water. Bob, you're there, right?
Yes, sir. Hi, Dr. Bill.
Now, I'm going to just review this again so people will understand. The way that life occurs is a dance between biophotons and the cell membrane. The DNA actually generates what's through its telomeres, a frequency that's resonant with specific minerals, and those mineral channels open up in the ion channels and bring them into the cell. Now, if you have heavy metals, including dirty water, it actually jams those ion channels. So if you've got water that's got fluoride, it actually is an anti-metabolite to literally block hormones. If you've got heavy metals like lead, mercury, arsenic, cadmium, etc., or uranium, and by the way, there's a lot of cities in the United States that have heavy metal poisoning in their standard water systems. And, you know, it doesn't matter if it's parts per million or billion. It's, you know, what's the lower limit of toxic? It's all still toxic. Now, when you have a heavy metal, it actually blocks minerals in the same place in the periodic table of elements. So, for example, if you've got depleted uranium, it blocks basically cobalt, which is vitamin B12, and it blocks methylation pathways. It also blocks chromium and vanadium, so that it causes diabetes. So if you see someone who's exposed to what's called blue fire, and I took care of actual employees that were literally medics that actually rescued people inside tanks that were hit by depleted uranium shells that struck, say, our Emron Abrams tanks, the shell would bounce around inside and create a vapor of depleted uranium. And if you got them out of there within 4 or 5 breaths, they still got depleted uranium poisoning. And one of the guys that I actually took care of, he was a medic. He pulled out another person who got injured by the blue fire shell as it fragmented inside the Abrams tank. But he lost 90 pounds in literally a couple months. And I wanted to do some toxicology on his tissues. And my boss, Major Swinder, said, now, if you do that, you'll be fired or worse. Now, I'm not exactly Mr. Passive. You probably know that, right? So he threatened me, and he said, well, if you do that, you'll be fired or worse. I said, what's worse? And he said, well, how about dead? I said, you know what? That's not a nice thing to say to Dr. Deagle because I'm a little crazy. You need to retract that immediately and apologize, or you won't be putting your socks on in the morning, Major. Now, what I want people to understand is that toxicity is not a funny thing. And now we have hydrofracking, which puts toxic chemicals in the water. So 5% of the American population, or 50 million people, are now exposed to hydrofracking chemicals. And we have heavy metals from China using dirty coal, which is really poor quality coal. And 12 years ago, I sat through a conference in the fall, 12 years ago, in Colorado Springs with our Academy of Environmental Medicine. We have speakers that come in from NASA and the U.S. Geological Survey and other major environmental groups worldwide. And the USGS came in and NASA and actually said that 83% of the heavy metals, such as mercury, which is naturally in dirty coal, comes from Russia, from China, using dirty coal, which is making their cities so bad that you haven't seen the sun in 4 decades there. But it blows around the world in the troposphere, and 83% of the heavy metal mercury that's in our veggies here in North America, even if they're, quote, organic, comes from China. I bet you didn't know that.
Well, I know, of course, I've been keenly aware of, pollutants that come out of the smokestacks.
Now, they did tests on what's called JPA jet fuel. And now, when a jet has too much fuel, it dumps it in the upper atmosphere. People say, oh, where does it go? It turns into a vapor, and it spreads all over the damn place. They've even discovered that, in fact, when the jets actually release some of their fecal and urine matter up in the higher altitudes, 40,000 feet, it goes firstly into a crystal because it drops to 50 below zero, and then as it falls, it revaporizes, and it actually brings down pathogens that can cause sickness on the ground. You know that, right? Now, the problem is, you see, that the troposphere is not a toilet. And when you, and this is, by the way, tier one science, and if people want to argue with me, and I have relatives and friends, and the usual response is, you're arrogant, Deagle, you think you know more than everybody else, and who do you think you are? And then my response is, in topics which I talk about, I pretty well do know more than anybody else is publicly speaking about it. And if people want to challenge me, it's going to be viciously ugly. And it doesn't matter if it's a relative, friend, or anybody on air, whatever. And I don't do it because I'm arrogant. I do it because if I don't tell you the truth, you won't think that it's really going on. For example, the water in Mount Shasta, which is a big water lake system up in the mountains in California, Northern California, is one of the main water tables that supplies water through the Chalachby Mountains that supplies Los Angeles and the greater Southern California district. Now, they discovered, when they looked at heavy metals in the water, they had over 2,000 parts per million aluminum. Now, how the hell is aluminum getting there? Because there's no downwind aluminum smelting plants. It's because they put aluminum in the smelters, in the upper atmosphere, because they converted the atmosphere into a plasma because they've weaponized planet Earth. That is, the United Nations and the U.S. Geological Survey has proven this, that thorium, strontium, aluminum, barium have been put in the upper atmosphere so that they're all paramagnetic, so they act as a carrier for standing waves to change weather systems and to trigger off earthquakes and volcanoes. Now, I'll explain how this is important, because you have no idea the toxic soup you're drinking in the water, or the so-called bottled juice or water you're drinking, or even the food you're eating, because it's all laced with heavy metals laced with toxic chemicals or endocrine disruptors. For example, if you have fluoride, you don't have normal T3, which is the globulin with three iodines on it, you have with three fluorides. Now, what happens is fluoride is very electroactive, so it actually locks onto the crystal galley of your mitochondria and non-competitively inhibits it from releasing, so it screws up your mitochondria. So basically, everybody on Earth is being plunged into what I call a mitochondrial apocalypse. We're also getting heavy metal poisoning, and much of the heavy metals is inserted in the upper atmosphere. So when you talk about 2,000 parts per million, aluminum is in the same place to the periodic table as indium. Indium is a major what's called transport chaperone mineral to bring other minerals into your cells and tissues, including your pineal gland. So more and more of the population are getting mentally ill, getting violent. Their reptilian brain is not being suppressed by higher brain centers. You can see it when you look at a quantitative EEG spec scan or blood flow scan or a positron emission tomography scan. And when people want to argue with me, I said, look, I can order the specific tests if you have enough money. And I can prove to you that everything I'm saying is absolutely true. That's why when we look at our prison population, we're not dealing with normal people. We're dealing with people like the movie Young Frankenstein that has abnormal brains. Now, it starts, believe it or not, with water. Water that supplies your veggies. There's a big fight, and I belong to organizations that are actually fighting against the use of using fracking water to grow veggies in the large Imperial Valley in California. Now, it's one of the breadbaskets for the United States and for the Western world. You do not use fracking water to grow veggies. You also don't realize that if you don't have a Trans-Alaskan pipeline giving clean natural gas to China so they don't use dirty coal, the heavy metals that land on your veggie patches, even if they're quote organic, are going to be laced with heavy metals from China. You know, it's a closed-loop system. And if you hydrofrack, the groundwater ground table of the Ogallala Aquifer and other aquifers are going to be poisoned, or they're going to vaporize from the ground and get in the hydrological cycle. For example, if you look at the jet fuel, JP8 jet fuel in mother's milk in Washington State is 20 to 30 to 40 times higher than acceptable limits even for the EPA. And EPA are no friends of people. So I tell people, you know, to get what we call pseudo-clean water that sort of tastes good, smells good, doesn't bite you right away, doesn't mean it's okay. Now, if you want clean water, you don't listen to yahoos that are not environmental experts. And there's a lot of yahoos out there that should shut the hell up. I'm sick and tired of people that are not experts talking about nutraceuticals or water systems or whatever when they're not qualified to open their yap. You know, okay? I'm sick of it. And I line up any of these morons, and I'm not going to tolerate it anymore, okay? And that includes a lot of the public out there that think they can second-guess Dr. Deagle. Now, I've even been told off by my wife and other people to say, you can't say that. That insults people. They need to be insulted because they know, they think they know more than they do, and they think their water system, whether it's a Berkey or some other system, is going to pull it all a crap that's going to cause them to get cancer, heart disease, dementia, or develop a terminal illness. It's not funny. And the water nowadays is, if you want to call it, the first key thing you need to do is clean water. And with that intro, Bob, tell us about why your system is so superior. You're creating lab reagent grade water, so if you did an experiment, you don't want something to screw up your experiment. In fact, you could get sued by the, let's say, the drug company, the university, whatever, if you gave them a water cleaning system that allowed heavy metals and toxic volatile chemicals to be present, because their lab test would be invalid. Couldn't you?
Well, that's that was certainly the challenge that we faced when we first started putting together water systems for research and analytical labs. You know, they give you the list of specs, and you look at the list of specs, and you say to yourself, well, I think, you know, I'm pretty sure my system can do this. And then they kind of smile and say, pretty sure it's not going to cut it. You either do it or you don't.
Right. You know, the problem is, see, a lot of people think with functional medicine that we're, you know, flogging herbals and we're just kind of airy-fairy, you know, dancing through the daisies. No, no. I talk about evidence-based functional medicine. So, for example, when I refer them to a lab to measure nuclear magnetic spectroscopy or high-pressure chromatography of their water, or I talk about doing a 22-pack red cell mineral test through Genova Labs, which is a federally certified lab, or they get a QRMA and they get a suspicion that there's a bunch of heavy metals present, they need to damn well pay attention to the fact when, for decades, I've been doing things like fat biopsies or a blood test where we take the red and white cell membranes of their cells in their body and we measure for volatile heavy metals and chemicals. And people have no idea how many. In fact, I had Dr. William Ray on the show over the years, the director and founder of the American Academy of Environmental Medicine in Dallas, the EHCD, Environmental Health Center of Dallas. And the average person has 10,000 plus chemicals at parts per million or billion in their body. It's just mind-boggling, and they're so delusional. They think, well, I should be just as healthy as my ancestors. The average North American has lead levels 400 times higher than their Scottish ancestors 3 centuries ago. Did you know that? 400 times higher. And they wonder why they're getting cancer and heart disease and dementia and heart failure. Why are they so damn stupid? Why?
Well, like I've always said, Dr. Bill, you know, you get all these people out there that are freaking out about global warming. That is not the threat. The threat
you
is...
You know, this global warming is, it's put together by globalist maniac pinheads, idiots like Hillary Clinton and other morons, like Igor, Al Gore, because they want to control the population. They're control freaks, and they're really pretty damn stupid. And they lie to us about the fact that they're preparing for the return of Nibiru to actually cause damage to the planet through gravity waves that affect the release of methane hydrates and volcanism. And they want to survive, but they want most of us to die so they can replace it with a drone class of genetically engineered unisex beings or cyborgs to be their slave class while they get genetic and cybernetic enhancements. Now, people say, Dr. Deagle, you're making it up. It's all sci-fi. You know what? You're an idiot, and I can prove to you you're an idiot by giving you the tech specs of everything I say. Now, there's no broadcaster like me on the planet. None. Nobody. Not even remotely. And I'm going to tell you, if you're not drinking clean filtered water for the pure water system, you are sucking in toxins. And you're asking for it. As you suck in these toxins, you're blocking ion channels to let good minerals get into your tissues to make vitamins and minerals and proteins and stop cancer or heart disease. And if you don't fix the problem, you're going to die earlier than your parents and grandparents. You're going to die of more exotic diseases.
Sure, the problem isn't this the global warming craze. It's the global toxin craze, and I mean this stuff is so.
Look at the oceans. I mean, you can go out in the oceans anywhere. I remember back in 1973 when I was working on my PhD in marine bacteriology and genetics. And we could see bunker sea crude balls floating around in the oceans because when they cleaned the bilges of their tanks because they had bunker sea oil to drive their diesel engines, it was disgusting, all the trash, including trash literally dumped out at open at sea. There's a trash pile out in the North Pacific Ocean that's 3 times the area surface area of Texas. 3 times. It's in what's called the cyan vortex area of the North Pacific. And there's other ones around the world, too. There's 10,000 dead zones where the benthic layer of the oceans has virtually no oxygen because they've killed off the phytoplankton. Okay?
Yeah, Jacques Cousteau used to say, you know, if you kill the oceans, you got about 20 years before life on Earth is toast.
Did you know that the oxygen concentration of planet Earth has dropped from 21 to 19%? And that's not including in the large super cities like Sao Paulo, Brazil, where some of the favelas and areas where there's very high traffic and industry, where the oxygen concentration is as low as 14%. Do you know what happens when your percentage of oxygen drops to the metabolically active areas of your eye and your brain? Your vision gets screwed up and your frontal lobes don't work. So you have only the reptilian brain to go on, so you get violent behavior because the frontal lobes that are executive areas that shut off extreme violence or inappropriate behavior don't work anymore. So part of the reason why we're seeing more violent behavior, and I remember this from Dr. Alex Schoss back at the Biosocial Research Institute in Tacoma, Washington, everybody that they found had violent behavior had excess levels of manganese in their hair because, of course, they were eating toxic crap. But they also had probably gene polymorphisms like we talked about with my son Matthew, which is a mitochondrial gene called monoamine oxidase 2 polymorphism. Now, if people don't realize the interaction between genetics and toxicology is really bad, they're going to see humankind deteriorate. Now, you know, we've reached what I call the nadir, the highest point of human biology, probably in the last generation. The human level, for example, of testosterone, sperm count, etc., in males is now less than half what it was in the 1950s. Do they not realize this because of fluoridation and chlorination of water? Do they not realize that heavy metals are changing the biology of humans and animals and plants? Do they not realize that mineral content of the soil is decreasing because every civilization dies as the soil dies, which means mineral content or being blocked by heavy metals in their soil? So when you acidify soil, toxic things like aluminum, trisilicates, which are naturally in soil, become solubilized and they actually get into the food supply. Ordinarily, aluminum wouldn't be released, but it's because the soil is becoming acid because of acid rain and other crap. Now, how do you counteract that? The first thing you do is drink clean filtered water. Now, this is a linear charcoal system, the best aerial membrane, and then an ion exchange resin, and you scrub it to the point where basically there's no fluoride, no heavy metals, no toxins, and we add back in 18 parts per million of calcium magnesium to bring the pH up to 10. But there is no alternative to this. If you don't use a multi-layered system, you can't get rid of all the toxins, can you?
Well, you can. It's just there's just no physiological way to do it. Even a distiller requires a carbon post filter to remove volatile organics. So there is
The volatile organics actually volatilize even faster than water. So JPA, jet fuel, and other toxins are in the other side of the distillate. The average person that doesn't know about water systems is totally ignorant, doesn't realize this.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancer?
This is the end.
It is the end, actually. I'm going to lay it all out for people. If there's not a nuclear war, there's not economic chaos, if there's not a coronal mass ejection and kill shot from the sun, if there's not the passage of giant comets pushed in by Hiroki Lobos, the red dwarf star from the Oort cloud, 0.73 light years out, if there's not economic chaos and war, if there's not stupidity of global politicians who want to subjugate the planet and get rid of most of the human race, guess what? We're going to die of toxic pollution. We have, at most, 2 to 3 generations and human beings will cease to be able to reproduce. We have 2 to 3 generations before most of the population will be imbeciles, where they won't have the ability to generate a normal IQ and normal intelligence. We are 2 to 3 generations out from human beings being able to avoid cancer, heart disease, dementia, and major illnesses because of the toxicity of planet Earth. We are despoiling our planet to the point where it's not going to be fit to support human or other life forms in their full flower. There'll still be life here, and it'll mutate and try to see if it can tolerate radiation and toxicity, but it'll be a toxic world, a world where only the plants that survive will be like cockroach plants, plants that basically are able to tolerate levels of lead, mercury, toxic chemicals, and volatile anti-mitochondrial chemicals that otherwise will kill most of the life forms. Now, people don't want to believe that there's what I call a toxic apocalypse, but if all the other apocalypses don't happen, this one's waiting like a looming bony finger pointing at us saying, you think you got away. You didn't have war, pestilence, death. You didn't have global mark of the beast. You didn't have any of these things, but I'm coming to get you. And I'll silence you quietly. We won't be able to have normal children anymore. You won't be able to have a normal IQ anymore. You won't be disease-free anymore. And you won't be able to live a long and abundant life for centuries in a life extension technology because you didn't believe that the toxic world will eventually kill your DNA, shut down your ion channels, and destroy your biology. People don't believe this, do they?
People don't want to, people, you know, I mean, most people can't worry about, what
I'm going to be insulting here. Most people are so stupid they can't get out of their own stupid suicidal ideas, believing that the world is going to continue on like the Book of Acts without change, and it's going to be just fine 1,000 or 100 years from now. It's not going to be fine. It's not. When you look at human biology and you see the disappearance of males, literally there, you're seeing what I call intersexual males. In fact, I use this analogy, and I've used it before, that if you're an alligator farmer in Florida, you have to turn the alligators over now to determine if they're male or female and look at the private parts, because before you could tell from their size and other things in their behavior, but now the toxicity is turning alligators even into intersex. Believe it or not. So drink clean filtered water, pure water systems, save 10% with the code NutraMed. Get it today. Don't drink the garbage that'll shut down your DNA and kill you and give you disease. If you don't believe this, you're going to suffer. And if you want to argue with me, by all means do it. I care for you whether you hate my guts over the truth, but I will tell you the truth whether you like it or not. We are heading toward a toxic apocalypse, and you can change that.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.